So I'm here because you are one of CBC's top 50 champions of change.
I don't know why.
You don't know why? Well, sir, I'll tell you. Because I added up the hours you've given to volunteering in your life. Your nominator said 20 hours a week for more than 50 years.
Yeah, 53 years. Oh, that keeps me out of mischief.
Let's go downstairs and see what it is you do with your volunteering time.
This is where it all happens.
It's awfully quiet today, but normally it's not.
Normally it isn't at all.
So you teach the bagpipes?
Yes.
Down here on any given weekday, how many boys would be coming in and out of the house to learn?
Well, the whole band practices on a Saturday morning. And then on Monday night, I have two classes here.
Every Monday night?
Every Monday night.
For all these decades?
Yeah, that's...
20 bagpipers down here.
That's right. We practice on the chanter.
The chanter, what is that?
Wonder, I've got one.
It looks like the mouthpiece is like any piece of a reed. And it's kind of like a recorder, yes? Okay, so this is how you teach them.
That's how you teach. And then during the week, on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, I take the boys, and I teach each one march, strathspey, reel, hornpipe, jig, and peterich.
How many boys do you think that you've taught over all these years in Winnipeg?
I don't know. I'm deserved. No matter where I go, I run into them.
And why have you given so much of your life to teaching this instrument?
It's a long, long story. When I was a kid, before I could walk, I got buttoned. Mother had tied me up in a high chair on a cushion.
You got burned.
She went out to put the clothes outside, and, you know, washing. And my brother, who was just walking, tried to get a comb off the mantelpiece, and it fell in the fire. He pulled it out, and it fell on the cushion. I went up, and I've only got half a hand.
And you're holding your hand, and this is your right hand?
Yeah.
Okay, so the fingers?
My feet are back, too. But anyway, I always loved the pipes. If I had a set of pipes, I'd go anywhere to hear. I mean, I loved to play the pipe, but I couldn't, because the normal way to play the pipes is like that, and I couldn't do it.
So you're holding your hand in a position that would be normal, right?
Okay. And this hand was useless.
Because you can't, your pinky couldn't reach even where it's supposed to, right?
Okay. So this old gentleman, Peter Inch, has retired to my home to our growth. And he came down, he wanted pipers. And he said, I'll teach you how to play a scale, and if you can do it, you get a chanter next week. I said, I may as well go back to drumming, as I said, I can't play. He said, aren't you fortunate? He said, look at me, he said, that top hand, you don't use that pinky. And he said, it's always hitting the chanter. He said, it's turned it out the opposite way.
So he looked at what you perceived as a disability because you had a disfiguration, a smaller finger. And he said, aren't you lucky? Because if you switch your hand position, you don't have that bothersome pinky in the way.
Exactly.
Did he teach you to play the other way then?
No, sure. And I remember once after the war, I said, I feel terrible. I said, you spent years and years teaching me. I said, you never charged a penny. No. And he said, you won't do either. He said, you've got to pass this culture on. So he said, you carry on where I left off and make sure you do it well. So I did.
What a great story.
He's a fantastic man.
What is it that you like about the pipes?
It's the sound. There's something in the Highland bagpipe that's just different.
You explained why you started to volunteer. What have you got back from doing it for all these years?
A great sense of satisfaction. I feel good about it. When I see these lads I've taught going out and winning competitions, and today I've got four lads, well, more than that, who are I taught when they were wee boys, and they're in their 50s and 60s now. And so they're passing on. That's the same thing.
Have you ever been tempted to charge over the years to say...
No, never. I get more joy out of it this way.
Do you have a favorite that you could play just on the...
This here?
Yes. What was your reaction when you heard that someone had nominated you for this honor to be a...
I couldn't understand it. It's And I never thought of myself as being anything special, you know. I do this because I like doing it.
That's where most great volunteers come from, I think. Just because they love to do it.
They like to do it, you know.